Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Welcome to Day 371. Donald Trump proposed immigration legislation that could provide a pathway to citizenship for an estimated 1.8 million Dreamers, in exchange for a $25 billion trust fund to build a border wall and pay for assorted border security upgrades. The Washington Post and New York Times say the plan will be sent to the Senate on Monday, which White House officials called a, quote, extremely generous take-it-or-leave-it proposal. Yesterday, Trump said he'd be willing to consider a path to citizenship for Dreamers that would allow young undocumented immigrants to, quote, morph into citizens after about 10 to 12 years. The off-the-cuff comment sent White House staffers scrambling in what one official called a fire drill. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Ty Cobb walked back Trump's statement that he was looking forward to speaking with Robert Mueller's team and that he would absolutely do so under oath. The White House lawyer said Trump was speaking hastily and only wanted to say that he was willing to meet, adding that Trump is, quote, ready to meet with them, but he'll be guided by the advice of his personal counsel, end quote. Robert Mueller, meanwhile, gave Trump's lawyers a list of potential topics he wants to ask Trump about. CNN says the move is part of the ongoing negotiations surrounding an interview involving Trump and the special counsel. The topics are focused primarily on obstruction of justice issues, including the firings of Michael Flynn and James Comey. Next, Politico and Reuters say the Senate Judiciary Committee intends to share Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony with Robert Mueller. Democrats suggested that Trump Jr. may have made false statements to the committee and are pressing the committee's Republican chairman to give Mueller the transcripts from the panel's interviews with key witnesses in the Russia probe. Chairman Chuck Grassley said he wants to release the transcripts the committee has done about the meeting at Trump Tower. Next, a spooked Jared Kushner won't agree to an interview with the Senate Judiciary Committee, according to Chairman Chuck Grassley. Bloomberg says Kushner's legal team has not officially declined an appearance, but has asked for guidance on when committee members would disclose information. Next, Reuters and De Volkskrant say Dutch intelligence spied on the Russian group believed to be behind the hack of the Democratic Party ahead of U.S. elections. AIVD provided information about the Moscow-based group known as Cozy Bear, who are believed to be linked to the Russian government by the FBI. And the New York Times is reporting that the Justice Department warned the House Intelligence Committee chairman that releasing the memo, TM, would be extraordinarily reckless. The memo claims that the FBI abused its power under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in order to spy on the Trump campaign. And in the polls, NBC News says 60% of Americans support marijuana legalization, 37% of Trump voters support legalization. And in the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The NSA has deleted honesty and openness from its core values website. 2. The Trump administration wants to end support for the International Space Station program by 2025. 3. Donald Trump said he'd be willing to re-enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership if it were renegotiated into a, quote, substantially better deal for the U.S. 4. A one-page memo from Paul Manafort suggests that federal investigators had an informant inside Manafort's consulting firm. 5. The missing texts between FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page have been recovered, according to the Justice Department. And 6. The doomsday clock moved forward by 30 seconds as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists called the current state of geopolitical affairs grim. It now sits at 2 minutes to midnight. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.